Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Lakers at the Cavs, and that, of course, is always big because LeBron James returns to Cleveland, where, of course, he started his tremendous NBA career and led the Cavaliers in his second go-round there. He led them to the city's only major sports championship since Jim Brown left. So at that point, it was 52 years in 2016, so I guess it would be about 58 years or something like that. The Browns, the Indians, the Cavs, or the Guardians now. And the Cavs, LeBron led them to their only title in 2016. So big deal. But it's a big deal for other reasons as well. And Rob, it is because this is actually a good game. The Cavs, first of all, are rolling. And Donovan Mitchell is having, Rob, he's better than we thought. I mean, we knew he was good in Utah, but he has gone to Cleveland and really made New York sick because they came close to getting him.
Yeah, but they didn't do what they needed to do after all that talk. It was the most ridiculous thing, saving picks instead of getting a guy of that caliber. It just was dumb.
Well, there are those that'll tell you Danny Ainge wasn't going to trade him there anyway. We don't know if that's the case, but
yeah,
that's
but
what
if you lo- but if you loaded up enough picks, say, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes you look past that.
Yeah, they. I mean, look, I like R.J. Barrett, but I would have given him up for Donovan Mitchell, and that was a part of it too. Is that the Knicks really liked him, and he's a good player, but Donovan Mitchell is a great player. But the Cavs are rolling. Playing well in the Eastern Conference and in the league. They're a fringe contender. I mean, I think people would be absolutely shocked if they, you know, got to the finals. But they're the third seed right now in the East, and they're a really good young team on the rise. And, Rob, don't look now, but the L.A. Lakers are actually playing some really good basketball. They beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee. Milwaukee was holding. Now, granted, Chris Middleton obviously not going to be himself yet, but he did come back and play. And but the Lakers went in there and beat them. They've won 8 of their last 10. Still on the outside looking in as far as the playoffs. It's still fairly early, but they're playing well. They're inching toward 500. And Rob Anthony Davis, he's been what we said he should be ever since they won that championship in 2020 in the bubble. This is the Anthony Davis that you and I said should be going for MVPs now. It's his team now. This should be like he should have a nice 5-7 year run of this. Now he's had it for about a month. All right. But he is playing tremendous basketball. The last 10 games, last 9 games, 35 points, 15 and a half boards, 3 blocks, and 65% shooting from the field. And Rob, I'm going to say this. If this, now, we all know the health. So, you know, we know. And we know with every team you need health. But I got to admit, I hope I'm wrong. I kind of expect Anthony Davis to go down at some point soon. I expect LeBron. I think both Anthony Davis and LeBron could get injured just because of LeBron's age and because of AD's past, you know, issues with health. But so taking health out of it, if they stay healthy and Anthony Davis plays this way, not 35 and 16 every night, but, you know, like he's playing like a top 5, top 3, heck, top 1-2 player the way he's playing right now. If this is who Anthony Davis is this season, then the LA Lakers are in the mix. They are contenders, not favorites, not the team I think would win the West, but in the mix in a conference that, much like the NFC in football, is open. It's a lot of good teams, but no world beater, and I think the Lakers would be right there in that mix if this is AD.
And once again, I think, Chris, you are caught up as a prisoner of the moment, and you're right. Anthony Davis has played lights out. If you believe 65% shooting will continue, then the Lakers will be contenders. If you believe Anthony Davis is going to play a full season, then yes, the Lakers will be contenders. If you believe LeBron James is going to play a full season, then yes, the Lakers will be contenders. But I don't believe any of it.
So
I just believe
as a... I'm not saying you've got to shoot 65%.
As a hot streak.
But you just don't think they're going to stay healthy.
No, I don't think they're going to stay healthy, and I don't think Anthony Davis is going to play as well as he's played during this stretch. This has been an incredible stretch. At one point I saw when he had the 44 and then the 55, the first time a big man for the Lakers had done that since Shaq played. That's how right. long. It's not like this happens every day or this is his typical play. This
is now, way, in this fairness, is, though, I did say I don't expect him to be 35 and 16.
Okay,
so I'm just saying, you know, what he's 28 and 14 or whatever his average is. That,
right. I'm just saying.
Player, that's what I'm saying.
I just don't believe it's sustainable. We'll see how this road trip that got off to a great start. I'll give you the Bucks win. That's a huge win to start a road trip. Then they beat Washington. Okay. We'll see how the rest of the trip is a 6-game trip. And if they finish 3-3 or 4-2, then it's a great trip. If they finish 2-4, then we'll revisit this. But I'm not sold on a 9-game stretch where you played the Spurs 3 times. I'm just not there yet. The Spurs and the Pistons and some of the other teams that they beat, that they should beat. And I think we're a little jaded in the idea that they started 2-10. That team should never start 2-10 with that talent. That was underachieving. That was not playing up to your potential. That was just garbage. They should have never been 2-10. They got too much talent, and this league is too weak for the Lakers to be 2-10 with the talent that they have on their roster. I don't, and even with this hot streak, they're still not even in the play-in scenario, which is just, you know, they just won, what'd you say it was, 8 out of 10? Yeah. And they're still not even in that scenario, which is a little surprising. They'll be better. I'm still not convinced that they'll be a contender or where they'll fit in. but I'm definitely not there just yet after just an 8-8-2 record in the last 10.
I'm not so much caught up in, I mean, yeah, the record is good. 8-2 over the last 10.
I'm not
10.
Knocking it. You got to play right. Who's there. I'm not.
But I'm looking at the way they're playing. It's not just the success, but it's the way. Anthony Davis, right? I've been saying this for years. In today's NBA, AD, there's no reason you shouldn't be a center. Unless you have a great center next to you. There's no reason you should be fearing, disdaining playing center in today's soft and silly putty NBA. You ain't down there banging. The lane is wide open. You're the biggest dude, one of the biggest dudes in the league. You look at Anthony Davis, is huge. I don't just mean his height, but he's big. And today's NBA, where the four men, power forwards, are typically stretch fours, man, come on. And this year, Rob, he is playing center. 98% of the time, he's playing center. And that is why he's been so dominant. He's rolling on the, he's the main man on the high screen and roll. And instead of popping half the time like he did last year, he's rolling 80% of the time to the basket. And most of his buckets are coming inside. It's nice that you can step out and hit the 17-footer. I like that as an addition. But you should be dominating the paint, and that's what he's been doing. And then the Lakers as a whole, Rob, are not shooting as many threes. We know how terrible they were from three early in the year. They've cut down the three-point shooting. They lead the league over the last month in percentage of their shots that are at the rim. And they're last in the league in the last month in percentage of their shots that are threes. And guess what? They're hitting more threes. So the way I say this time and time again, if you ain't Golden State, don't play like Golden State. If you don't have a plethora of three-point shooters, then don't shoot 45 to 50 threes a game. You are big, L.A., even with just AD and LeBron, who should dominate at the basket. That's your bread and butter. Do it. Who gonna stop you? Draymond Green? If you play Golden State? So they are playing the right way, in my view, and Russ is bringing energy off the bench and all that. So I'm not just looking at 8-2, because you're right, they beat some bad teams. I mean, obviously Milwaukee's legit, but they've beaten some bad teams in there too. I'm looking at how they're playing, and that's what I like. And if they keep it up, then I think they could make some noise. But, yeah, no, not 35-15 for AD, but he can keep 28-13. I think he can do that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Speaking of rivalries, Kobe, LeBron, there is a lot of people in NFL, Rob, are saying we got a new one. And Patrick Mahomes has been the best young quarterback in the league. Obviously, he's got a Super Bowl. He's got an MVP. And he's 67-16 against everyone else in the NFL. But he's 0-3. Against Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. And we saw it again on Sunday, Rob. Joe Burrow and the Bengals beat the Chiefs 27-24. They've now beaten them three times. All those three wins came this calendar year, Rob. Last year in the regular season, right. Yep, and then in the playoffs, AFC Championship game. And so a lot of people are saying, okay, this is the rivalry. I mean, we don't know about Josh Allen versus Mahomes. We don't know about Lamar Jackson versus Mahomes. But this, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, it's a rivalry. What are your thoughts?
It's not a rivalry. It's lopsided. It's one-sided. In order to have a real rivalry, like there's got to be some give and take where other team, one of the other teams, and I know it's a small sample size, but for one guy to be 3-0 in this matchup is pretty damn amazing. I say that it has the potential to be a rivalry, but I'm not on the rivalry bandwagon, not yet, because the Chiefs haven't been able to beat them. Mahomes have not been able to beat them, and that's pretty shocking when you think about the losses that they've had. The last year, Chris, that game in Cincinnati, I believe, where they came back. You remember in the second half? And beat them. I mean, that was like a shocking loss. The Chiefs had the game in control. And then in the postseason, they had a terrible second half. And then Mahomes threw the pick, you know, that wound up for the game losing field goal, the game-winning field goal, I should say, for the Bengals. I'm just not, you know, like, I believe, like, I know for a long time, the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, Chris, and it was a rivalry maybe years ago, and then, I don't know, Ohio State
it
won,
is
like,
now.
13 out of 14, while Michigan's got the last two, right. But Ohio State had won the previous five, right? I mean, so when you look at it, I'm not there yet. I think that Mahomes and them need to win a game against them before I'm ready to believe there's some rivalry here, because they've got them figured out for whatever reason. If you look at the second halves of the last two games, they were able to shut down Mahomes, which is surprising to me.
I disagree, and here's why. And I generally agree with your point that it has to be, you know, some give and take. I mean, both teams, both sides have to win occasionally for it to be a rivalry. But here's where why I disagree with you on this one. Because Patrick Mahomes has achieved so much more than Joe Burrow. Like, Patrick Mahomes, and they're both young. I mean, obviously Mahomes is a little older, but they're both, you know, relatively early in their careers. And Mahomes has a Super Bowl and an MVP, a Super Bowl MVP as well, but a regular season MVP award as well. So to me, Rob, because he has achieved so much, and he's generally regarded as the best one or two quarterbacks in the NFL. And so I think because he's achieved so much more, and Burrow has not won a Super Bowl. Rob, Joe Burrow hasn't even been to a Pro Bowl. So to me, it is so. Now you're right. They've won three. You know, beat them 3-0, right? But on the other hand, the accomplishments individually are so lopsided that I think that balances out the fact that Mahomes hasn't beat him. And it's only three games. It's not like he's 0-7 against him.
Yeah, but the only thing is, it's not a lifetime achievement award. It's about those two going head-to-head. I get the – he's not in Mahomes' class because he hasn't gotten those things. But with the Super Bowl on the line, he was able to beat Mahomes in Kansas City. I give him a step up in their head-to-head competition. You're right. There's no one guy, Mahomes, has a Super Bowl, has an MVP, and a Super Bowl MVP. Joe Burrow doesn't have any of that. But against Mahomes, he's been able to come out on top. You saw Sunday when Mahomes and them scored, and you thought, that's ball game. It's over. Right? You thought it was over. And they weren't able to, you know, obviously Mahomes wasn't on the field, but they were able to score and win the game. I just think that when you talk about a rivalry and you look at the two and how they've played against each other, I think Joe Burrow has played better than Mahomes in those meetings.
He certainly was better on Sunday. He was better on Sunday. And the thing is this, though, and this is another reason why.
But you see what I'm saying?
I generally agree with the, you know, you got to have some both sides win here and there. But like I said, because Mahomes has achieved so much as a younger quarterback, and because he's generally viewed, not by everybody, but generally viewed as the best quarterback in the league, I do think that balances things out and makes it a little different. And, Rob, it's not like Cincinnati's blowing them out. I mean, all three of those games have been decided by 3 points. You know, 34-31 regular season last year, 27-24 the last two games. So I would say it's a rival. We kind of been looking, too, for who's that rival with Mahomes. I mean, Josh Allen, you know, has beaten him in the regular season, but Mahomes has gotten him twice in the playoffs. Tom Brady has gotten him, obviously, with New England and with Tampa. But he's older. It's not really a, you know, the same kind of generation, if you will. And Lamar hasn't had the playoff success. They haven't even met in the playoffs. I think Burrow, I would say it's a budding rivalry, but it's certainly the closest. Like, there's no one else, Rob, that would you say that there's, do you think there's anyone else that is a rival?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
I don't have anybody yet. I know it's heading there, Chris. All I'm saying, if the Bengals were to beat, say, the Chiefs again in the postseason, I'm just throwing it out. Would you still think there's a rivalry?
I would, because let's say they meet in the AFC title game and the Bengals win again. Oh my God, Rob, can you imagine what the talk is going to be? I mean, probably with the way, you know, Brady's obviously older, Aaron Rodgers obviously older, Josh Allen will have failed again to lead his team to the, you know, Super Bowl. Obviously, Justin Herbert hasn't panned out to what we've expected. Lamar has had two now okay years, pretty good years, but he's hurt again, second straight year. So I think they probably, Rob, those two would enter. And I know you got Jalen Hurts, but I still don't think people would say he's the best quarterback in the league, even if if he wins the MVP. I think if Burrow beat Mahomes in the playoffs, people would go in the next season saying, these are the two, this is Brady Manning. These are the two best young quarterbacks. Yes, I mean, Burrow's gotten the best of him. And if he wins the Super Bowl, then it'll really be equal. But I will feel like, Rob, to be honest, it's even more so of a rivalry. Because if Mahomes beats him in the playoffs, and I don't know if if he wins another Super Bowl and beats him in the playoffs this year, then it's going to be like, it ain't even, you know what I mean? Like, people will just write it off as, yeah, he beat him a few times, but Mahomes is way ahead of me.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Another memory from the GOAT. Tampa Bay looks horrible all game long. Musters up 3 points in 57 minutes. And then Tom Brady leads not one, but two game-winning drives, touchdown drives, to win 17-16. And look, do I think they were going to win that horrible division, whether they won last night or not? Yes, I do. However, Rob, their next couple of games in Tampa Bay ain't easy. They might lose their next couple of games. So now they lead the NFC South at 6-6, two games ahead of Atlanta, which is five and or a game and a half ahead of Atlanta. And Rob, their next two games, 49ers now, of course, that's Brock Purdy, so maybe they won't be as formidable. But the 49ers and the Bengals. So that was a huge win for them to get last night. And he wasn't great all night, but he was great at the end of the night and got him the W.
Thank you, Saints. And that's why Tom Brady is the luckiest of all times. I just don't understand why teams just wilt or give the ball. It was like the Rams game. You remember the Rams playoff game, Chris, last year?
Yep.
What happened in that game?
Tampa Bay rallied.
How'd they rally? They fumbled four times. Who fumbles four times to set Brady up?
Indianapolis?
Yeah, okay.
It happens.
It is unbelievable. Like, this is why.
Night they didn't fumble four times.
No, I'm just saying, but teams self-destruct. They have situations where they should be able to put the game away. Tom Brady's turned into Tim Tebow, he plays awful for 58 minutes and then a kicker kicks a 89-yard field goal and then they give Tom Brady all the credit. You know, this is who Tom
Brady. Come on. I mean, look, if you gonna make a point, make a point. He threw the last two touchdowns and two-point conversions. Like, I mean, this was not a kicker. And if it is, that ain't bad either. But this was not a kicker
saving
the day.
Mark Ingram, Chris, what did he do? Stepped out of bounds short of the marker when one more first down was ball game. How does that happen?
So that takes away from what Tom Brady did.
Tyson Hill dropping a perfect game clinching throw from Andy Dalton.
Drilled. The defensive back hit the ball.
I just
right
gave you two situations.
No, look, you can give me the Mark Ingram. The Taysom Hill.
Mark Ingram is ridiculous.
Some guys can make that catch. Taysom Hill is not a wide receiver. We don't know what he is, but he ain't a wide receiver. And the defensive back put his shoulder pads right where the ball was. I don't hear you saying about Joe Burrow. Oh, Travis Kelce. Sure-handed as they come. Fumbles. All of a sudden, fumbles. I mean, I get your shtick. But last night, and if anything, you got to, again, we talked about it with Ephraim. What? Why go prevent? But no, they're not the only ones. Every team does it.
No, so everybody
can't just
does
say
it.
It's that.
It's bad all around.
But I don't get it, Rob.
The other one, too, is that their team with the stupid penalties, Chris, 12 men in a huddle inside the 5-yard line that turned what should have been a touchdown into a field goal. This is what bad teams do. This is what teams do to aid Tom Brady.
What about the penalty where Chris Godwin's touchdown pass was they didn't count it because
that doesn't work for my narrative, so I don't remember that part of the game.
I'm just keeping it real.
At least we're being honest. At least we're being honest.
I'm keeping it real. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me.
I knew you were sick last night.
I was.
But like, here's the thing. Do you
think
that,
Do
you think they weren't going to win the division?
No, it's not that. It's just the dumb Chris Ingram. Come on. You can't step out of bounds short of the marker. Chris, that's elementary. What is that? That's focus. What are you doing? Game.
Where are you at? I mean, Tampa Bay, look, they have not been impressed.
Chris, for three and three quarters of a quarter, they looked awful. They couldn't do anything offensively. What did you make of that? They won the game. Fine.
We talked about it.
Could you believe it? How bad they were?
No, remember we talked about it, and I was like, if you can't beat a bad New Orleans team, you're at home. You're coming off a bad loss to Jacoby Brissett and the Bengals. You know, it's that time of year. You need to start turning things around. Andy Dalton, who hadn't been good in half a decade, is the opposing quarterback. Like, they had every reason, Rob, to go out and play well. And what'd I say before the game? I said, if they don't win tonight, they can't do anything in the NFC. They'll make the playoffs because division's bad, but they're not going to do anything. And I still don't think they're very good. I think Philadelphia's better. I think Dallas is better. Minnesota, I do think, is better. San Francisco, I mean, I'm hesitant because of Purdy. I got to see a little more of him. But obviously, around Purdy, they're much better. But here's what I will say, Rob. I would pick Philadelphia over. I know Philadelphia looked horrible last year in Jalen Hurts' first playoff game, but that's the key phrase. Jalen Hurts' first playoff game. I'm not going to hold that against him like he's an eight-year veteran who's played in four playoff games. It was his first. I don't expect that this season. So I would take Philadelphia. My problem with Dallas, Rob, is this, and that's who they would meet right now. Dallas, while I think they have the highest ceiling in the NFC, Rob, of the playoff teams, I also think they, of all the contenders, they are the most likely to play at their floor level. Any given playoff Sunday, they might go out there and lay an egg. That they just are inconsistent.
Well, that's
that's
their history.
And then, Rob, look at who we're looking at. These are the quarterbacks, the other quarterbacks in the NFC playoffs right now. Daniel Jones, Geno Smith, Brock Purdy, Taylor Heineke, they're in the hunt. Who am I missing, Rob G?
Jared Cousins. Jared Goff.
yeah, I mean, they're in the hunt. But, that's the thing. As bad as I think Tampa is, I don't think they're that good. I do think they miss Bruce Arians. Other than Philadelphia, would I be shocked if they beat any of these teams? I mean,
this is why I'm not buying into Tampa, because you could beat up some of the bad teams, but Chris, they're going to play good teams in the playoffs. Tampa is the sixth worst scoring offense in the league, the worst rushing offense in the league, and they're being carried by like a top five defense, which is their only saving grace. They're like the NFC's version of the Broncos, if you really want to think about it, because they shouldn't even be in it. They shouldn't, like, the way that they've played offensively is frightening. It's so poor.
I hear you, and I agree. I don't think they're the Broncos, but I hear where you're coming from. But, Rob, that same team beat Dallas. Dallas with Dak. Dallas coming off averaging 30 points a game last year. Beat them 19-3 in game one. 19-3. I don't expect them to come out of the NFC. I'd be shocked. I don't think they're very good. But would you be shocked if they beat any of these teams outside of Philadelphia?
I would be shocked. I would be shocked come playoff time, because they just haven't the year, it would have to be somebody melting down, helping them, but I'm saying that's the way. Now, if you tell me if that's the case, then could they win if they set Tom Brady up at the 20 or the 30 with a fumble or a pick? Yeah, he could win.
Well, I mean, I get it. New Orleans is not a playoff team, but he wasn't set up like that last night.
No, I'm just saying, but he was given a chance to beat them.
If it's close, like late, I mean, like I said, who do you trust? Kirk Cousins? Daniel Dimes? Geno Smith? It's a bizarre year. I'm with you. I don't think they'll win the NFC. I think Philly and Dallas are better. I tend to lean towards San Francisco outside of Purdy. That's a big outside. But, yeah, so the LOAT in Rob's vernacular strikes again. The GOAT in everybody else's.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.